Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. I am your host, Craig Williams, filling in for Pete Werner this week. And today's episode is what is the worst pavilions, the top three worst pavilions in the World Showcase at Epcot. So, of course, I am joined alongside by the co-host of The Best and Worst of Walt Disney World, Mr. Steve Porter.
Hello.
Hello. So, this one is a really tough episode. I feel like saying the top three worst is a misnomer. It would more or less be our three least favorites because I do have one pavilion that I pass by now every single time, because there is just nothing there for me. Mm-hmm. But other than that, every pavilion, I think, is special and has a lot to offer. So
I agree with that.
Yeah, I'm very, very interested to see what your list is. I'm sure mine is also going to be interesting as well. And then I can't wait to read comments later about it. But why don't we just jump right in? Steve, what is your number three worst pavilion?
Okay, so this one's probably going to tick you off a little bit because my number three worst pavilion is Germany. Mm-hmm. It was on your best list. The reasons I don't love it is actually I mentioned it a little bit was it's missing the attraction that was intended to be there, which is one of the reasons. The other reasons is it's not – like I mentioned in the previous episode, I like pavilions that have lots of depth to them.
Yeah.
And Germany really doesn't. It's kind of just that courtyard. You know, so for me, it just really doesn't feel as immersive. But I understand from your perspective of going there that you have a different feel towards it.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true. It is very shallow overall. But I think they're also – Germany kind of thrives during – points with Food and Wine Festival, mm-hmm. when you have the extra courtyard where they set up where Margaret Almer was playing for a while, and then having the booth, mm-hmm. Adding extra German food there, realizing that then you have the train on the other side. If you do eat at Beer Garden, you just once you get in there, it is completely immersive and has a lot of depth to it. But I do agree. There's definitely a shallowness to it that if you're not in love with that culture, I think it's harder mm-hmm. to grasp onto it.
Yeah, it just feels like it could be expanded a little bit. But I don't know. That's just a good personal preference.
Yeah, no, I completely understand that. I have to say for my number three, this was a really big toss-up. It's really, really tough. Even right now I'm still thinking about changing it, but I would say my number three least favorite one to go to is China. And the reason for that, it doesn't have anything to deal with the shopping in there. I think their store is like Mitsukoshi. If I was to be trapped in one pavilion during like a thunderstorm, I would actually want it to be a China. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot to do in there, a lot to see and look at. It's a good place to escape from the rain. I do enjoy Reflections of China. I think it's a good movie. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to see how the updated film ends up coming out with it. I don't even mind Nine Dragons. I don't think it's a terrible restaurant. I think it's way overpriced Chinese food. But, you know, if I was eating there on like the Disney dining plan or something, I'd be okay with it. Their quick service is garbage. Mm-hmm. So I'm not even going to try to chalk that. It's absolute garbage. But it just doesn't have, it lacks something special to me. I don't know what about it is. And I think it's just that the Chinese culture, while I find it fascinating, I don't think it really has ever attached. Like, I love watching the acrobats and everything there. Mm-hmm. And again, it's a very deep pavilion, so there's a lot to get lost in, a lot of details. And just, I guess I should say it, the one I was struggling with against was American Adventure.
Okay.
The thing for me that pushes over, I think American Adventure is a beautiful show. It's one of the must-dos at Epcot. And then the fact that they also have the craft beer cart and the best bathrooms in World Showcase, that just slightly outweighs it over. That's why that comes in at the four and my least favorite in China.
China's not either on my best or my worst, but I will say that it does you know, it probably would have been one of my honorable mentions for worst, as it doesn't pull me in there to say, like, oh, I really, you know, if I'm in a rush and I'm just going around World Showcase really quick, it's not like a must do. Yeah.
I always get stuck there during rainstorms. That's why I spend a lot of time there. It just, it always happens that way. So that's why it is my number three. So what is your number two?
So again, I'm probably going to make you a little upset, but Norway. So I almost have your best list is almost my worst list, minus your number one.
Good, stay away.
But yeah, well, one, I just still am upset about Maelstrom. I love Maelstrom. Mm-hmm. Two, there's no bar in Norway, and I'm not, you know...
Yeah.
You know, that is... Well, people love drinking around the world. It's not like... You know, there can be good pavilions without bars, but I don't know. It just feels like it could use one.
They have outside. They have the beer cart.
Yeah, and that's a cop-out, though.
No, but it has Einstock, the Icelandic beer, as well as one of the shots. I actually think, like, I would
make
rather
that
drink...
that into a bar, though.
They don't need a bar. They have the best choice. It's, if anything, they need to look at some of the bars they do have and start
what if they
axing
had,
out some of the crap.
Since it's Norway, what if they had, like, an ice bar type thing?
Ugh.
That'd be cool.
That sounds awful.
What?
That sounds awful.
I don't know. That sounds cool to me. but yeah, no, I just don't think there's a lot to it. I just don't like it.
You just don't like anything that doesn't go back for miles, apparently.
No, there's enough there. It's not my problem here isn't the immersiveness of it.
However, just based on what we've been talking, I think we're ending up with the same number one.
No, we're not. We're not.
Okay.
I do know that we're not.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. Well, my number two, my least favorite, Italy.
Okay.
I get that Tutto Italia is good, as well as the other restaurant back there. But most of the time that I'm walking through a theme park, you know, it's always too hot for Italian food.
Mm.
Even if it's just pizza. It's, to me, like, I like eating pizza and drinking beer at home. Mm-hmm. I don't want it in a theme park where I get extremely full and then I'm completely uncomfortable. And besides that, I don't really find any redeeming qualities with Italy. You know, I don't ever really go into the perfume store there. I've been in there with Pete before.
Yep.
And, you know, I got some good stuff, but... Other than that, it's like I would never go in there if it wasn't for him. In terms of the other shopping there, none of it really appeals to me. Sergio, with his balls and whistle, just drives me absolutely bonkers. I just hate it. And while I think there is a ton of detail to it, and like knowing that it heavily plays off Venice and St. Mark's Square, and the fact that in like 6 months from now, I'll actually be able to see that in person. And I'm sure then my mind's going to change on it. But for now, it just has no appeal to me.
Yeah, no, I agreed. Again, it didn't make my worst, but I feel like there isn't a lot there unless you're going for table service or for shopping. And if you're not going for those two things, which to be fair, that's what a lot of people love about World Showcase. But I think the pavilions that do really well for me and you are the ones that go above just that.
And plus it has the smoking section back there. And I feel like that just rolls over into the entire area. I just, not a fan. But what is your least favorite?
Okay, so I'm going to probably get a lot of heat for this. But the American Adventure. I think, you know, I love my country, so don't kill me in the comments for that, but I actually just think that America deserves better, and that, you know, it's really only the show, which I do love the show, but I think that the quick service kind of is horrible for representing, you know, what the quick service should be is what the Food and Wine and Flower and Garden Smokehouse usually is, with like barbecue stuff and different beers. I think
they have the craft beer cart there. So
yeah, I just think that there needs to the representation of American food is so just much cheeseburgers and stuff at that.
They've changed that menu, mac and cheese, so it's a lot better than it used to be. And I will say, in defense of it too, Disney doesn't know how to do good barbecue, so I don't want them to. It Food and Wine, when they're doing small portions for a select amount of time, yeah. But otherwise, you're going to get Flame Tree barbecue, and good that point. Is so crappy.
Yeah, good point.
So,
but I don't know. I just feel like there's also really, it's almost not even a country pavilion. It's just a building with a show and a restaurant. Like, you know what I mean? It's not, there's not a lot of immersiveness to it, which, again, that's a thing that I really like. It's just kind of a building and a little bit of stuff on the outside, but there's not any real immersiveness to it.
To me, the immersiveness of American Adventure is obviously the building itself. That is the weenie. That is the second weenie of the park, and that you see that when you're walking up, and that's what pulls you to actually want to start walking around and making it back there. That's why the scaling of it is so,
yeah,
so
it's
massive.
It's certainly an impressive.
So it, what it does, while it doesn't immerse you in American culture, I think we have Liberty Square, so we don't really need that per se. Kind of the argument, why don't we have any pavilions representing Africa? Well, Animal Kingdom's doing just as good a job at that. We don't need that for America, but it does get you to get back there.
That's a good point. I don't know. For me, it's just not, there's not enough there. I mean, what you do make a good point about Liberty Square, but I don't know, it's just not enough for
me. Like I said, it was my number four, so
yeah.
It was almost my number three. It's just American Adventure's too good. The craft beer, you know, don't get me wrong, I love going to the pub in England. Margaritas, I think they have finally just overpriced the margaritas at La Cava that I can't get on board with them anymore. I am most likely, if I'm going to drink at Epcot, I go to the craft beer stand and I get something that I'm actually going to enjoy. So yeah, I totally get it, but I just got to show a little love for our country.
No, that's not against
you
our country.
Well, I'm going to go on to my number one, and this is going to get a lot of flack, probably because I do not like the pavilion for our neighbors up north, the Great Canadians. This is a pavilion that has a lot of promise, and I feel like it's just all been squandered over the years. Le Cellier, I've complained about this before. It's overpriced. It's not worth it. There's way better steak on property. Yeah, the cheese soup is good, but there's better stuff out there. At the end of the day, you're just eating in a dark cellar. I like the Canadian film. Martin Short is absolutely wonderful. I do like the 360, so that to me is the only reason to still stop in that pavilion. But even the shopping, I feel like they kind of cut out and gave up. You go all the way to the top of the stairs to like the third part, and there's just nothing up there.
Yeah.
You're just in this blank mess of saying, well, I feel like they could do something, and maybe they will one day, but it still feels like they're not going to ever do anything with it.
That is a good point. There's like buildings and stuff up there that, yeah, I'm like, what's in there? Offices? Like, why can't they make this into a little shop or a little like
anything
museum type thing?
A bar. They tried to start the bar inside the gift shop that then went away, and then it came back, and then I believe it went away again. I haven't been into there. That shows how much I go into this pavilion as a whole. Then this new revolving act where, you know, off kilter is gone, and now we just bring in an act for extend a short period, and then we're going to switch them off, and then we're going to bring that last one back. Yeah, it's all better than the lumberjacks, but still, find something and just stick with it.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree with that. And it probably should have been maybe, I don't know if it would have made my list, but it probably is higher now that you make the points that you do. But yeah, I also think with that bar being there or not being there or whatever, it doesn't help when you have an indoor bar that you can't really stay in because it's also a gift shop. Like, so what, am I just supposed to sit there with my beer? Like, I don't know. It's weird.
No, it's a mess. Canada's a mess. An attraction besides the 360, a true attraction, you know, they threw around the raft ride there before, other ideas like that. Anything there would just help, even a bar.
I also feel like it doesn't really showcase Canadian culture very well.
Oh, The only way it showcases Canadian culture
is the fact,
I won't even say that. It's the Canadian cast members there.
Yeah.
That, again, are very friendly. They're great people, and they really do want to talk and interact with everyone there. But that's about it. That's the best you're going to get from there. So I think that'll do it. Remind everyone, what are your three least favorite pavilions?
Number three, Germany. Number one, Norway. And number two, Norway. And number one, the American Adventure.
That's counting by Steve Porter. my number three was China. My number two was, I forgot it already, Italy. And my number one was Canada. So, of course, as I said before, make sure down in the comments below you tell us what your three least favorite, worst, whatever you want to call it, pavilions are in the World Showcase. If you enjoyed this video, go ahead and share it or hit that thumbs up. Just do something with it. And, yes, we appreciate you watching or listening to this. So thank you so much. We will be back with you again next week for another installment of the Best and Worst of Walt Disney World. Have a great week.